This is your weekly security and privacy news headline story from the ThreatWire studio, and I'm Shannon Morse. With large-scale demonstrations and protests comes the threat of digital surveillance, with this week being the most recent example. Motherboard has reported that several law enforcement and federal agencies have purchased an upgraded device to the Stingray, which is now called the Crossbow, which is meant to surveil 4G devices, allowing for location tracking and the ability to track IMSIs. Now, while little is known about the technical aspects of a Crossbow, redacted emails show that it is an upgrade to the Stingray, which can tell us that it's a device that pretends to be a cell phone tower, allows phones to connect to it, and collects data about connected devices such as the IMSI, the location data again, and sometimes call or even text data. Now, these devices are not discriminatory towards any specific device, so anybody within that vicinity could accidentally connect to them. It is unknown if these devices are currently being used to surveil protesters, but the DEA also requested authorization last week to expand their ability to conduct covert surveillance outside of the normal agency abilities. This, along with the ability of police to use geofence warrants to collect data based on a physical location, not a single device, sparked many concerns amongst privacy advocates, myself included. Encrypted messaging app Signal has responded by announcing a new blur tool that can allow you to hide faces in your photos before sharing them, which can be used at protests. Now, in a blog post, Signal creator Moxie Marlinspike said the newest version of the application for iOS and Android includes the blur feature within the image editor. All of the processing happens locally, and it does not detect every single face every time, so you can use a brush tool to also blur faces manually. Now, I just tried that today. It's really cool. It's very, very easy to use. I do have a couple of examples in this video with a photo that I took within Signal and a photo that I took weeks ago, so you can see what it looks like. I have shared several tips as well on my YouTube channel that can help keep your identity safe when practicing your First Amendment rights, so you can also check out that video linked below. Hey, if you enjoyed this, take a look over at patreon.com/threatwire to see all of the different deep dives on security and privacy news and get access to all sorts of new perks. Make sure to stay safe, and I'll see you next time.